Riverton has seemingly returned to normal from months of closed businesses, social distancing, and mask wearing. This while Fremont County has the highest number of COVID-19 cases and deaths in the state. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner reports that some rules exist, but it remains to be seen if they'll be enforced.
Riverton Mayor Richard Gard says that people are happy to get back to work.
So I think there's a real pent-up desire to get back to what people view as their normal. And so if we're able to, and if the virus doesn't hold on and doesn't start back up, I think that we can get back fairly quickly.
Gard, who co-owns a company in the building industry, says he believes the government went too far in shutting down businesses and focusing on social distancing due to COVID-19. He says the drafters of the Constitution didn't consider something like a communicable disease in the document's creation.
The Constitution wasn't written with any clauses in it as to the Black Plague, but it was written to keep governments from running over the top of individuals, and they feared that much greater than a medical emergency. And they weren't staring down coronas that day. They were staring down a tyrannical government.
While other business owners may be pleased to get back to work, the question of how much of a choice Riverton's workforce has in returning to work is debatable. Many because of low wages and the inability to put money away for such an extreme circumstance must go back to work, whether they are worried about the coronavirus or not. Nashira Schmidt is a bartender at the Cedar Bar in Riverton. She's preparing to open up after weeks of cleaning the closed bar. Schmidt was given guidelines to safely open up, but nobody is enforcing them that she's aware.
No one is enforcing them. The mayor, he honestly in the meeting said, be adult, be responsible. If you're sick, stay home. You know, if you don't want to open and you're not comfortable, don't open. He's leaving it up to the business owners, you know.
One issue is that many customers aren't convinced that the coronavirus is a huge concern in their community. Mike Bailey owns the Pit Stop Convenience Centers in Riverton, Lander, and Dubois, as well as a tire center. Bailey isn't sure if some of his employees who had to quarantine had COVID or something else. But since they had to stay home, the business was down employees. So other workers picked up multiple shifts.
During 1 week, we were down 10 people. And so that made everybody else have to work harder and pick up the slack of the ones that were gone. And, you know, we were sort of running shorthanded. And again, that sort of stresses people out too.
And stress isn't good for your immune system. Heightened stress at your job during a pandemic where customer service is the expectation makes wearing a mask seem important. But despite the spread of coronavirus in the county, many of Bailey's employees had an issue with the mask.
Yeah, it's a customer service kind of business. And so, you know, it's hard to see somebody smile or frown or whatever if they've got mask on. And a lot of people had trouble with the masks. They just couldn't breathe like they were supposed to. And, you know, so it was a little bit restrictive for people.
Another thing stressing people out is their personal bottom line. Lawrence Miles is working at a fuel center attached to a local grocery store. Outside his station is a gallon of hand sanitizer with a pump. His hours used to be consistent, but now his hours are reduced, despite being trained in multiple positions with the company.
Mom, Dad, and I bought a house about 4 blocks from Walmart.
Miles helps take care of his older parents at a house they're still paying off. On top of house payments and paying off federal student loans, he can't afford not to go to work. But he also worries about his older parents' health. Miles has his own theory as to why people in Riverton seem to not take COVID-19 guidelines seriously.
There does tend to be a bit more of like an isolation. We might be good because, you know, we're not a bigger city. Our lifestyle has pretty much been the same with just a few minor modifications.
With so much of life out of control for the working class, it's hard to see much choice for the people who must go to work. Miles says he's worried about a second wave, but there exists a lot of uncertainty.
We're just kind of playing it by ear, listening to what managers and them through the corporations are telling us, keeping an eye on the news, and we're all just kind of in it together. Second wave, if it does come, hopefully it's not as bad, but likelihood of that, I don't know. I guess we will find out.
State health officials are planning on keeping the economy rolling, but they are urging businesses and members of the public to wear face coverings and social distance in order to avoid another closure, and especially to protect the safety of those who can't afford to stay home. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Taylor Stagner.